It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Business owners with fewer than 20 employees have exclusive access to federal pandemic aid through tomorrow, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Payroll Protection Program provides loans to small businesses for paying staff and other expenses, like rent. Lindsay Vagoda is the Colorado director for the Small Business Majority, an advocacy group. She says business owners in communities of color and rural areas are struggling to get the aid, even with changes meant to make it easier for those groups to access the funding.
There are huge gaps in our state that resources have just simply and information has simply not gotten to.
Vagoda urges business owners to call their local small business development center for assistance. The program will be open to all eligible borrowers through March 31st. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado restaurants have lost billions of dollars since COVID-19 hit last year, but with looser restrictions and more vaccinations, some see room for hope. Natalie Perez owns Barbacoa El Oso, a Mexican restaurant in Denver. She says business is picking up.
I feel like things are starting to feel back to normal, and the worry is not as bad as like it was in the beginning.
Perez says regular customers are returning, but business isn't all the way back. She predicts it will continue to improve as people feel safer going out. The Colorado Restaurant Association says dining establishments around the state lost more than $3 billion in 2020. Nationally, dining experts estimate one in six restaurants is closed during the pandemic. Hundreds of street racers blocked part of I-225 in Aurora for a couple of hours last night. The Aurora Police Department says as many as 800 cars were involved. The drivers allegedly stalled emergency services by blocking the shoulders of the highway, letting off fireworks and waving weapons. Last week, Aurora's police department asked the city council for help addressing increased racing in the area. Authorities say they will seek criminal charges after a party near the University of Colorado turned violent this weekend. Boulder police say hundreds of people flooded the streets near campus on Saturday night and threw bottles, rocks, and other objects when they were told to leave. Three officers were injured, and police used tear gas to break up the crowd. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.